The biggest risk is to trust that these current conditions are all that you need to be yourself. The 8th century poet Han Hong knew that when we take a risk, we face a fear. And by facing that fear, we become more ourselves. In India and Tibet, yoginis and sadhus would visit cremation grounds. And these were lonely places on the edge of a forest or beside a river, and full of the remnants of bodies charged by funeral pyres, wisps of burned white cloths fluttering, and animals scurrying on the ground and maybe circling above. Local people told stories of ghosts or voices on the wind or uncanny sensations. Practitioners would go there in search of fear. When there was no moon, preferably, and when it was completely dark. And they would sit surrounded by corpses, they would meditate on death, but they would also call the Dakinis. Banti says, in order to overcome fear, they force themselves into the very situation in which fear is most likely to arise. They deliberately induce the fear and allow themselves to experience it fully, even making it familiar, like a constant companion. And because they face it, they can deal with it and overcome it. So we fear someplace we don't want to go. Maybe it's over there, it's outside of ourselves. It's a place or a meeting with another person, a retreat, a solitary retreat, an ordination retreat. Or maybe it's here, inside of ourselves. It's a feeling or a memory or a train of thought. Fear is visceral. We feel it in our body as sensation, as trembles, as shivers, a sharp in-breath or wide eyes or closed eyes, and turning around, running away. And fear occurs in our mind. Maybe our mind goes blank with terror, or our thoughts proliferate as we imagine even more terrifying scenarios. And there's an emotional component. So a more amorphous part of our experience that links our physical experience with our thoughts. We might feel anger or sadness, hurt, worry, grief, even lethargy or aversion. But if what we fear is the unknown parts of ourselves, then fear is the response of those parts being known. And we could think of awakening in the sense of waking up to all parts of ourselves. Knowing all parts of ourselves so that there isn't anywhere that we're afraid to look. And we can be ourselves fully in every situation, no matter what the conditions, and we'd have nothing to fear.